come here.
Yes, miss.
Stand up on this chair and lift your left leg.
But why, miss? I did nothing wrong. What is it?
Don't say anything. Just do it now.
Yes, miss.
Who says English is too difficult? My friends, it's not true. English is so easy. Well, let us listen to easy English. Let's listen to easy English.
Hello guys, how are you? Fine? Well, nice to see you again. Sobat Pintar, topik pelajaran bahasa Inggris untuk siswa sekolah menengah pertama kali ini adalah Inviting Someone and Its Responses dengan judul Do you mind coming me? Well, students, in this program, you will learn about some expressions used to invite someone and its responses. It's interesting, isn't it? So, don't miss this program. Sobat Pintar, kalian akan mendengarkan dialog antara Jane dan Anton. Cobalah mengidentifikasi ungkapan, mengundang, menerima, dan menolak ajakan yang ada dalam dialog tersebut. Please listen carefully.
Anton, do you have any program today?
No, not yet. Why?
Do you mind accompanying me to the mall?
Of course not. But what will you buy there?
I want to buy a special gift for my friend.
Well, how do we go there?
What if we go by beca?
That sounds nice.
If so, pick me up at 4 then.
Okay.
Sobat Pintar, dalam dialog tadi terdapat ungkapan mengundang. Coba dengarkan lagi.
Do you mind accompanying me to the mall?
Of course not.
Dan
what if we go by beca?
That sounds nice.
Sekarang ikuti dialog mereka selanjutnya setelah sampai di mall.
Here we are. We are at the mall. Now, what kind of gift do you want to buy?
An evening dress. I want to buy an evening dress for her. Would we go to the second floor, please?
Okay, I'd love to. Jane, actually, there are many beautiful dresses at the third floor. You'll have many choices there.
Really? If so, do you mind accompanying me to go there?
Of course not. Let's go there.
Sobat Pintar, dalam dialog tadi, kalian dapat menemukan ungkapan mengundang atau ajakan beserta responnya, bukan? Baiklah, supaya lebih jelas, dengarkan penggalan dialog yang mengungkapkan ajakan beserta responnya berikut ini.
Would we go to the second floor, please?
Okay, I'd love to.
Berikutnya.
Really? If so, do you mind accompanying me to go there?
Of course not. Let's go there.
Nah, sekarang ikuti lagi dialog mereka selanjutnya. Mereka berada di lantai 3. Identifikasi dan temukan lagi beberapa ungkapan ajakan dan respon yang ada dalam dialog.
Wow, Anton, look, there are many beautiful dresses here. What if I also buy some for me?
That's a good idea. Let's choose the best ones.
Look, these are very beautiful. I take the blue and the red ones. What do you think?
Okay, but What about trying it on first?
Why not? Let's go to the fitting room then.
Wow, that suits you very well, Jane.
Really? Well, I will buy it. It means I must buy two dresses. One for me and one for Cynthia's birthday present.
Well, now let's bring these dresses to the cashier.
Okay, but after that, will you eat fried chicken with me, Ton? I'm so hungry.
Sure, I will. Let's go to the restaurant upstairs.
Thank you.
Sobat Pintar, saya harap kalian dapat lebih memahami ungkapan mengundang atau ajakan dan responnya. Nah, berikut ini adalah penggalan dialog yang mengandung ungkapan-ungkapan ajakan atau mengundang serta respon yang diberikan. Mari kita bahas ungkapan tersebut satu per satu. Dengarkan baik-baik. Okay, let's begin.
Wow, Anton, look. There are many beautiful dresses here. What if I also buy some for me?
That's a good idea. Let's choose the best ones. Okay, but what about trying it on first?
Why not? Let's try it on. Okay, but after that, will you eat fried chicken with me, Ton? I'm so hungry.
Sure, I will. Let's go to the restaurant upstairs.
Thank you.
Bagaimana? Apakah ungkapan tersebut sama dengan hasil identifikasi kalian? Bagus. Sobat Pintar memang cerdas. Sobat Pintar, kalian telah mendengarkan beberapa contoh ungkapan mengundang atau ajakan beserta responnya. Sekarang, mari kita bahas tata cara atau urutan dalam melakukan percakapan yang baik. Sobat Pintar, dalam membuat dialog yang baik dan lengkap, kita sebaiknya menggunakan tiga tahapan, yaitu opening, content, closing. Opening adalah kalimat pembuka. Misalnya, "Hi Anton, are you free now?" Kemudian, setelah diawali dengan kalimat pembuka, kita bisa melanjutkan dengan content atau isi yang berisi maksud dan tujuan yang dalam hal ini adalah ungkapan mengundang atau ajakan beserta responnya. Misalnya, kita meminta seseorang apakah ia keberatan menemani kita ke mall. Kita dapat mengatakan, "Do you mind accompanying me to the mall?" Dan respon yang mungkin diberikan lawan bicara kita ketika tak keberatan adalah, "Of course not." Selanjutnya, kita akhiri pembicaraan dengan kalimat penutup atau closing. Closing biasanya berisi ucapan terima kasih, pamitan, atau salam perpisahan atau penutup. Misalnya, "Okay, see you then." "Okay, let's go." Dan "Thank you." Sobat Pintar, agar lebih paham, silakan kalian praktekkan dengan teman. Selamat mencoba. Sobat Pintar, pada segmen pertama tadi, kalian sudah belajar mengidentifikasi makna tindak tutur atau ungkapan yang digunakan dalam mengundang dan menerima undangan atau ajakan, serta mempelajari bagian-bagian yang terdapat dalam dialog transaksional atau interpersonal tersebut. Nah, di segmen berikut ini, kalian akan mendengarkan kembali dialog tadi disertai penjelasan-penjelasan tentang kosakata-kosakata yang terkait dengan ungkapan yang sering digunakan dalam mengundang dan menerima ajakan atau undangan tersebut. Sekarang, silakan buka lagi LKS kalian. Dengarkan baik-baik dan lengkapi dialog rumpang yang ada dalam Task 1. Selamat mengerjakan.
Hi, Anton. Do you have any program today?
No, not yet. Why?
Do you mind accompanying me to the mall?
Of course not. But what will you buy there?
I want to buy a special gift for my friend.
Well, how do we go there?
What if we go by beca?
That sounds nice.
If so, pick me up at 4 then.
Okay.
Sobat Pintar, sudahkah kalian melengkapi dialog rumpang dalam LKS Task 1 ini dengan kosakata yang tepat? Kosakata yang digunakan adalah accompanying, go, of course not, that sounds nice. Sekarang dengarkan percakapan mereka di mall. Sambil mendengarkan, silakan kalian lengkapi percakapan rumpang dalam LKS Task 2. Perhatikan kosakata yang mereka gunakan dalam mengungkapkan undangan atau ajakan beserta responnya yang ada dalam dialog berikut ini.
Here we are at the mall. Now, what kind of gift do you want to buy?
An evening dress. I want to buy an evening dress for her. Would we go to the second floor, please?
Okay, I'd love to. Jane, actually, there are many beautiful dresses at the third floor. You'll have many choices there.
Really? If so, do you mind accompanying me to go there?
Of course not. Let's go there.
Wow, Anton, look, there are many beautiful dresses here. What if I also buy some for me?
That's a good idea. Let's choose the best ones.
Look, these are very beautiful. I take the blue and the red ones. What do you think?
Okay, but what about trying it on first?
Why not? Let's go to the fitting room then.
Wow, that suits you very well, Jane.
Really? Well, I will buy it. It means I must buy two dresses. One for me and one for Cynthia's birthday present.
Well, now let's bring these dresses to the cashier.
Okay, but after that, will you eat fried chicken with me, Ton? I'm so hungry.
Sure, I will. Let's go to the restaurant upstairs.
Thank you.
Sobat Pintar, sudahkah kalian selesai melengkapi percakapan dalam LKS kalian? Good. Sekarang, mari kita bahas kosakata yang digunakan dalam ungkapan mengundang tersebut. Would you? Artinya, maukah? Do you mind? Artinya, apakah kau keberatan? What if? Artinya, bagaimana kalau? What about? Artinya, bagaimana kalau, let's go, artinya, mari kita, dan respon yang digunakan jika kita menerima ajakan atau undangan adalah, okay, I'd love to, artinya, okay, dengan senang hati. Of course not, artinya, tentu tidak. That's a good idea, artinya, ide yang bagus. Why not? Artinya, kenapa tidak? Sure, I will. Artinya, pasti aku mau. Sobat Pintar, silakan cek pekerjaan kalian. Setelah itu, pelajari lagi bagaimana menggunakan ungkapan tersebut dan bagaimana meresponnya dengan benar. Supaya kalian lebih paham, pelajari penjelasan dalam catatan yang ada dalam LKS. Kemudian, kerjakan LKS. Well, students, now listen to the following dialogue. Dengarkan baik-baik dialog berikut ini. Simak serta perhatikan cara mengucapkannya, intonasinya, dan spellingnya. Sambil mendengarkan, kerjakan Task 3 dalam LKS kalian. Garis bawahi ungkapan-ungkapan yang digunakan untuk mengundang beserta responnya.
Excuse me, miss. Come in. What is it, dear?
Miss, today is Cynthia's birthday. We have already bought her a present, but we plan to give her a surprise first.
So, how can I help you?
I'm wondering if you'd like to join us in this plan.
That would be very nice. Well, I don't mind.
Thank you, miss.
Well, let's go to your classroom. I have a scenario to do.
Yes, miss.
Good morning, miss.
Good morning, guys. Now I would like you together in the schoolyard.
Yes, miss.
Cynthia, come here.
Yes, miss.
Stand up on this chair and lift your left leg.
But why, miss? I did nothing wrong. What is it?
Don't say anything. Just do it now.
Yes, miss.
Now, close your eyes and put your hands on your head.
Sorry, miss. Please don't punish me like this.
Don't say anything. Do what I say.
Yes, miss.
Stop crying. Everybody, would you come closer to Cynthia, please?
Yes, miss.
Good. And now, let's sing happy birthday together.
But whose birthday is it, miss?
Of course, it's Cynthia's. It's a surprise, isn't it?
Wow, cool. Happy birthday,
wow,
Cynthia.
Cool. Happy birthday, Cynthia.
Happy birthday, Cynthia. Sorry, I don't mean to make a fool of you. We just want to surprise you.
Oh my god. Thank you, miss. Thank you, friends.
Here is a present for you, Cynthia.
Thank you, Jen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Sobat pintar, kalian telah mendengarkan dialog antara Jane, guru, dan teman sekelasnya. Nanti setelah program ini berakhir, silakan diskusikan jawaban kalian dengan guru bahasa Inggris kalian. Now, for your enrichment, please make a simple conversation or a role play using an expression of invitation and the responses by your own words or sentences. Sobat pintar, di latihan berikutnya, yaitu Task 4, kalian dapat menemukan beberapa soal berisi kalimat situasi. Nah, untuk lebih memberikan pengayaan pada kalian, silakan buat dialog seperti yang sudah kalian dengar tadi berdasarkan situasi yang diberikan dalam LKS kalian. Soal nomor 1 adalah contoh model bagi kalian. Setelah selesai, buatlah lagi dialog berdasarkan gambar situasi yang ada di Task 5. Kemudian, silakan lanjutkan untuk mengerjakan Task 6. Selamat mencoba. Don't forget to discuss the answers with your English teacher. Well, students, that's all about expressions of invitation and the responses. Now, we come to the conclusion. Sobat pintar, jika kita ingin mengundang orang lain, kita bisa menggunakan beberapa ungkapan, seperti, would you like to come? Will you? Atau, would you join me? Do you mind accompanying me? What about going? How about dinner? Atau, let's go. Dan untuk memberikan respon saat orang lain mengundang kita, kalian bisa menggunakan atau menjawab dengan "All right, sure, I'd love to." Atau "That sounds wonderful." Itu bila kita menerima undangan atau ajakan tersebut. Sebaliknya, bila kita ingin menolak, kita bisa menjawab dengan "I'm afraid I can't," "I'm sorry," atau "I'd love to, but..." Sobat Pintar, kalian baru saja mendengarkan program audio pembelajaran bahasa Inggris dengan judul Do You Mind Accompanying Me? Yang melibatkan tindak tutur, mengundang, menerima, dan menolak undangan. Nah, sekarang silakan kalian mencoba membuat percakapan menggunakan ungkapan tersebut bersama temanmu. Untuk lebih jelas lagi, kalian bisa mempelajari latihan pengayaan di LKS. Demikian tadi program audio penunjang pembelajaran bahasa Inggris yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom Depdiknas. Remember, practice makes perfect. Sampai jumpa.